Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't. We cover what mainstream doesn't. Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream with Donnie C., Texas Bob, and Cinnamon. Tin hat not required. Call us with your opinion at 347-324-3752.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the show. This is Texas Bob. We're waiting on Cindy and Donnie C. They're having problems getting in, but as soon as they can get their problems taken care of, I'm sure they'll be right with us. For now, since Donnie's not here and I'm running this thing, I'm going to go hillbilly, so let's start off with this.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on care. Talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't care. Talked about God's grace, all the hell we'd raise. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer's good, people are crazy. Then I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death, we lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell. For me, I'm doing well. I dropped by today just say thanks and pray. And I left a six-pack right there on his bed. And I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good. People are crazy.
Hello.
Ah, see, I went hillbilly on you.
Yeah, you did. I went and found my straw hat. I'm ready.
Good. All right. So, how's it going?
By the way, I can't. What?
I said, oh, by the way, you're on. So.
Oh, yeah, I figured that when they said I was unmuted. Oh, my goodness. What's up, brother? Yeah, this is sucking. I got equipment. I can't use it. So I keep getting a busy signal.
I don't understand that. I told everybody that you're having a little bit of problems that you could hear when you could. So. Then I went hillbilly on you, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. You can go hillbilly.
So it's just not letting you in, apparently. I don't know.
I don't know what the problem is.
Anywho,
I know what I do. I'll just shoot. Go what? I didn't hear you.
Just out of curiosity, what do you think about what Rand Paul was saying about the Republicans who believe that you should have a ID to vote and the remarks that
It's sounding like he's trying to placate the minority that don't want voter ID. And sounds like he's getting his I'm in the middle of the road Republican hat on. That's what it sounds like to me. He's changed a great deal.
Yeah, you know.
But he isn't doing anything different than what Obama did. Don't get me wrong. Now, Obama, look what he said in 08, 07, 08, and 11 and 12. Nothing but lies. So, that's what they do, I guess.
I say that he's lying because he might truly believe what he's saying.
I don't believe he believes that shit. You can't even go into a courthouse without getting searched. You can't do a lot of things without showing some kind of ID. And the most important thing in this country has been voting. And he's on that side of the thing. Bull. The state should take control. And if you can't get an ID, you get one from, you go ahead and get one from the government, the state. It's simple. You got to have a damn driver's license to drive with a picture on it, or get a state ID. Simple as
that. Well, yeah, you know, I agree with you 100%. I mean, and you know, you have to have, like I said, you have ID to open up a checking account. You have to have an ID on any government forms that you have to fill out for anything.
Right.
I mean, driver's license. If you're going to collect any kind of government benefit of any sort, you have to have an ID. If you got a credit card, most stores you go to use your credit card, you have to have an ID for them to take.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so many things that you have an ID for that I can't believe that the Democrats are sitting there complaining about, you know, well, you can't do that because that segregates against the minority. And it's not specifically in the black or this or whatever, but they're saying minority in general, which would be what they, you know, the Hispanic, the black, the whoever. Now, like I just said, all these things that you have to anything in this world anymore, you have to have high duty to prove who you are and almost anything. I can't believe they want to sit back there and use that as a reason, you know, to try to pin that on saying, well, you're just being, and the bottom line is what they're doing. They're saying that you're being racist because you're making people have an ID, which they keep.
Yeah.
When you say ID, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, or whatever. If you don't have an ID, you don't vote, plain and simple. I don't care what color you are.
That. Yeah, there's a whole lot of poor white people. Let's don't forget that, if that's what they're trying to prove. There's a hell of a lot of poor people.
There's poor people, and it doesn't matter what color of skin you are.
No.
There's plenty of poor people, and I agree 100%. I'm just saying that's what they are using. They're saying, you know, I'm sorry. The first thing that comes out their mouth is, well, you're trying to get blacks not to vote. That's not true. Like I said, it doesn't matter what color of skin you are. If you don't have an ID, you can't vote. They're not saying, you know, people aren't saying in any state saying, okay, well, if you're black and don't have an ID, then you can't vote. They're not saying that. They're saying, generally, if you don't have an ID, you can't vote. Now, I think
I think an
ID will cut down on some of this, because we can all sit here and argue all we want. The bottom line is one thing we do know for sure, there's a lot of fraud in the voting. You've got, and it's been proven, you've got people that are voting with the same name in two different states, different counties.
No, you're right.
You know, and all this type of stuff. I think if you have an ID that you've got to show, that cuts that problem, you know.
All right.
Quick. So, you know, but I'm like you. I think he's trying to play the political game. You know, he's just out there saying this to sound good. But I look at it as like this. Look, you know, this is a problem we have with politicians. They say one thing and do something different. If you believe in something, and I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, or whatever, independent, whatever. If you believe in something, then you stand up for what you believe in.
No, you're right. That's what you're supposed to do. And you'll get more respect, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. And you'll get more respect from the people, the voters. Now, you're always going to have somebody that's going to be one way or the other, you know, going to throw, like I said before, race cards or race issues or whatever, you know, against these people, against those people, whatever. You know, but I always say, it doesn't matter. If you believe in what you believe, then, you know, stick to it. Don't be flip-floppy. We got enough of the politicians like that. I didn't think he was – used to he wasn't like that. But him trying to play into the Republican Party, I've seen he's starting to play that game. And me personally, I don't like it. And if he continues, I mean, realistically, right now, he was probably the person that I was going to step back and say, well, this would be a guy I'd vote for. But now it's gotten to the point now, I'm thinking, I don't know. You're going to have to do better than that. You're back.
I see it. Yeah. I don't know. They act like this. It's all against African Americans. When I go to Alabama, I see so many poor people. It goes both ways. Everybody in their own race have poor people, but you don't hear about. And MSNBC, I wish I can't get on my switchboard. I'm not on a computer. I'm on a phone. But I'll tell you, I got a tape, idiot Ed Schultz saying how Republicans want to hurt the poor people and keep them chained.
Well,
that's all he talks about.
True, and the Republican Party has always been pushed off to be a party that was for the rich. They didn't care nothing about the poor. I mean, that's been out there for years. I'm just saying this. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know.
No,
I know what you're saying.
Either. Because
right.
The Democrats will sit there and say one thing and turn around and do something else. You know, who are they catering to now? The people in Hollywood. I'm sorry. These actors and actresses, you know, that they're kissing butt to. I'm sorry. They make a lot more money than I do. They're part of the rich. You know, when they're making millions of dollars off each film that they do, I'm sorry, they're rich too. So they cater to those folks also. Both parties do.
Right.
Because the bottom line, the rich make this country run. Can't have a bunch of poor people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't want capitalists, but what the hell these people going to college for? If they get rid of all that, they won't have no job, and they can't hardly find a job now, to be honest with you.
That's
just amazing.
And then if you do find a job, it's part-time.
Right.
You know, full-time jobs are hard. Now, I can honestly say, in my state, it's not nearly as bad as it is across the rest of the United States. I'm not, you know, bragging or nothing. I mean, that's just
the
reality.
That's reality. Your state
it's
is your state is getting people from California, from New York, because New York and California's got the. I don't know how in the hell they survive.
Now. Like I said, you know, we're not quite as bad as the rest of the United States, but, you know, even though our unemployment ain't as high, we still have the same problems as far as some companies are only hiring part-time people.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, you can think
a lot of that to do with Obamacare.
Obamacare. And as a company, I can understand it because it's hitting them hard, especially these smaller businesses. Now, these major corporations, that's just greed. That's all that
right.
is. I mean, I understand you have to have, you know, you're answering into stockholders and all that type of stuff, and they got to make their money too. But I'm sorry. A lot of that's just plain greed. Those are the people you need to hit after, not these, you know, smaller businesses. And unfortunately, what's happened is it's a smaller business that's having to do this. Yeah, I mean, let's be real. Walmart don't have to do that. Walmart makes millions of dollars.
Billions. Hell, the families, every one of them are billionaires.
Yeah, you know, so there's no reason why they can't hire full-time people to work in their stores, except for the fact they don't want to. It cuts into
their
profit.
That's right. Why should they? Why should they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with it, but why should they? They don't have to.
That's right.
They don't care. But, of course,
now
you hear how great Walmart is, and the Republicans are trying to do this and that. And unions can't get in there and all kinds of things, but the minute you raise prices, they're the first one to raise hell. How did that happen? Why, and we're going to stop shopping at this store. I've heard it before, not at Walmart, but at a particular grocery store, you know, one of those grocery stores that has all your clothes and all that junk. You hear it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize if they raise the minimum wage like they want. Some guy wanted $25 an hour.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that they're going to go out and get $10. Okay, they get $10. That's not a big raise to speak of.
No.
But they got to pay for it. They're going to have to pay for it. The customers are going to have to go in and accept the fact that this is good because these people are getting more money. But they won't. They'll bitch like hell. How did you raise the prices? That's just how it is.
Anytime you raise anything, it always goes to the consumer. It's definitely the company's not going to take a hit on any of this. But
no.
And everybody knows that. I mean, anybody with any common sense, but you know,
well, some people don't have common sense. That's the problem.
It's full of a lot of people that don't have common sense. You know, I'm not saying they're stupid. They just don't have common sense.
Right.
There's a difference. So
they're thinking they're helping when they're not. You know, they listen to one person. We don't, you know, nobody listens to one person. It's stupid.
No. Now, oh, let's see, because I was going to ask you about, and I forgot what I was going to ask you about.
Imagine you that. Better be asking, because I can't play. I had tapes to play, and I can't see any tapes. I can't get nothing, so.
Oh.
We're bumming. I'm bumming. You're not. You're all set up.
Your computer's not working either?
No, the computer works, everything, but it's being worked on as I try. I can't get Skype up, so if I can't get Skype up, our UAW show won't be going on. Hey, I'm on.
There you go.
I don't know how in the hell that happened, but I'll be there in a minute as soon as I can figure out how to do this. I'll be there in a minute. Continue on, sir.
Oh, thanks. Leave me hanging again. That's okay. One thing I'm going to say, and this has nothing to do with any of this. Here, it's more to the sports end. The Texans, a football team. What's up? Why didn't you draft a quarterback in the second round? We need a quarterback. Okay, done with that. That was just my little pet peeve of the week. I didn't agree with the way they were drafting, but that's okay. And hopefully Donnie will get on here real quick, because as you can tell, I'm not very good at hosting. I'm a good co-host where I just sit back and, you know, go along with the program. Let's see. Well, I wasn't prepared for this, so I'm kind of fizzling through. And like I said, I forgot what I was going to ask Donnie, so he's going to let me hang. That's okay. So, and I'm sure Cinnamon will be on. I see Cinnamon's in the chat room, so that's a good thing. And let's see, 360. Hello? Who is this?
That would be me.
Hey, what's going on, critic?
Oh, brother,
one of those weeks?
One of those last. One of those.
Oh, you broke up.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Cindy. How are you doing this evening? I got critic on here. I'm sure Donnie freaked when he couldn't get his stuff working.
No, he got it and punched in the number and it hung up on him.
Uh oh. So how was your week? Apparently.
Not too bad.
Not too bad? Donnie didn't drive you crazy?
No, not this week so far.
Well, he's doing good then, huh?
Yeah.
2 good weeks in a row.
Filing at the lawnmower yesterday.
Oh. Well, that's good. Because you've been getting a lot of rain and everything, so.
Yeah, we're going to be getting more. Tomorrow night. We got some last night.
Well, I guarantee it. Come summertime, when you're not getting the rain and all that, then you'll be, God, where's it at?
Yeah, it's been on and off up here. Some days the weather is nice, and then some days it just seems like it's real cold, like it's winter almost.
Oh. We hit up into the high 80s, pretty close to 90. I'm thinking, damn, it's going to be a hot summer. Yeah. So, but I talked to, what can I say? And now we're looking at, I'm thinking it's going to be a hot summer, but I got to start stashing money away, because I'm sure
I have to pay air conditioning people to come out because it'll be running 24/7.
Oh, jeez.
How
sad is that? Did you have to save up for... Because you know your energy bill is going to go through the roof.
And the sad thing about it is it's not just the energy bill. It's the fact that these air conditioners run so much, they don't last very long. And they ain't cheap. You know.
No, do you have a whole house air conditioner, or do you have, like, one of the room air conditioners?
The whole house, everything.
Central air.
I got central air. It's, like I said, in the summertime, it starts running at, you know, let's just say 8 o'clock in the morning, and it don't shut off early. I mean, constantly off, running almost all day long. So, like I said, they don't last.
Yeah, this is the one good thing about living up here in this area. You can pretty much get through the summer without needing an air conditioner. There's maybe a week or two where it might get real hot where you wish you had it. A lot of people have swamp coolers, but for the most part, you don't really need an air conditioner up here.
Now, those swamp coolers, those are the ones that take the air from, just say, in a room, and then it circulates through and cools it off and blows it back out?
Yeah.
See, that's why you can't use those because the humidity's so bad. They won't, for some reason, they don't work right. I guess it's because of the humidity.
Yeah.
Hmm?
In your area, that would not work down there.
So, because I was actually looking into one of those, trying to think of a way to try to, you know, I'm sorry, I can't afford $400 electric bills. And that's basically what I end up paying in the summertime. And I'm trying to find different ways to try to relieve that a little bit. But, hell, even those window units, you know, they cost you out the butt to run. So it really don't save you anything by getting window units.
Now, they used to make those kind that, that plugged into the... that they were just the room kind, but they plugged into the wall, not into the unit. I don't know if they still make them or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so window units.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are window units. They just plug into a regular socket. But like I said, down here, they continuously run too, and they just suck the electricity. It's really not no any better than having your air conditioner on. They don't save you no money. At least the people that I've known that had them.
My mom's got one, and she runs hers. It's a large window unit, and they've always run theirs because their heating system. She doesn't have forced air heating for the whole house air conditioner to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
She heats with hot water.
So does it run through a unit, or does it run through like the floors or something?
It's just the window unit that it runs.
Just the window. Oh, okay. I got you.
But her house is
now,
pretty open, so it works pretty efficiently on her house.
Oh, good. Yeah. She ain't got not a lot of walls.
No.
Per se. All open. Everything's all open, so you kind of cool the whole area.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, how did Donnie like the draft for the Lions
for the Lions?
Yeah.
We take our first round draft, we go ahead and just shoot ourselves in the foot and take something that we don't need.
Oh.
And he was bitching about it, you know, nobody ever drafts a tight end in the first round. They don't get picked until like the fifth round. he was not a happy puppy.
Did they get that tight end from Texas A&M? or no? You know?
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
Now, of course, I can't say too much bad about what the Texans took in the first round, although I think they needed a quarterback. I didn't think Manziel was the guy that we needed, but so they took the next best thing, which is a defensive lineman out of South Carolina, which is, I thought that was a better pick for him.
That was what we needed.
A defensive lineman?
Yeah. We need defense.
Speaking of Texans down there, I hear your boy Rick Perry down there supposedly stood up to the feds against land grabs down there. Is he being sincere, or is it, he's not running for office again, is he?
That's what I was going to say. He's being sincere because the bottom line, this ain't going to be his fight. he's fixing to pack it up, and it's going to be whoever our next governor is going to be. Right now, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but, the ones that are running is, of course, you heard that woman that was, went all crazy about because Texas passed a law about that if for abortions, you can't use these abortion clinics anymore. You basically got to go to a hospital and all that, and she threw a giant fit and did a filibuster, and everybody said she's so great.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to get into that subject because, different strokes for different folks when it comes to the abortion thing. To me, it's up to the individual. It's not my place to say who should get one and who shouldn't, that type of deal. But Abbott. And I'm thinking of Abbott. She's going to run against Abbott, and I truly believe that he's going to win. And he's not going to let that. That's going to be a fight that
I think she's going to end up. She's supposedly one of the ones that is supposed to turn your state blue.
Sure. And, from all the polls that I've seen and everything, she ain't got a chance. Now, it's still, God only knows, later on, but how much she might gain. But right now, she's so far behind it, ain't even funny. Our big race down here, that the one that's fighting, is I think it's going to end up being close with is what's his name? Dewhurst. He's running again for lieutenant governor. And he's running.
Wasn't he the one that tried to block that that TSA bill?
Dewhurst, let me put it to you this way. Dewhurst is garbage. Okay? I don't. Hey, calculator.
Yeah.
He's garbage. He's also the one that ran against he tried to run one time for governor before, didn't have a chance. That's the bottom line. He's coming. He's one of those politicians that's been in there forever, and whatever is going to fill his pocketbook, that's what he's going to go for. He tried to pass himself off as a conservative. He's not. The guy that he ended up having to run a runoff on. Actually, this is the first time he's ever ran. and he beat him the first time. He just they had to have a runoff because he didn't get over 50% of the vote. Because there was like three or four or five of them running. So, you know, I don't even think he's going to make lieutenant governor. But we'll see. You know, you never know. I hate trying to judge this, predict this stuff anymore because you never know.
Yeah, I thought that name sounded familiar. Yeah, he was the one who was responsible for 86 and that anti-TSA try to get through the state Senate a couple of years ago, two, 3 years ago.
Like I said, I don't see him winning. Hell, he couldn't even, you know, for somebody that's been a politician for so long, I was really, really surprised he didn't try to give it up. But I actually thought he was going to try to run for governor. But in this state, realistically, your lieutenant governor runs more of the state than your governor. He's just a mouthpiece, per se. But, as far as that land grab deal, I understand what they're fighting about, but the reality of it is, and I think me and Donnie talked about it one time before, it wasn't on here, but, you know, the reality of it is, to me, that deal is between Texas and Oklahoma. It has nothing to do with the federal government. And basically what's going on is the Red River runs between Texas and Oklahoma. The way that the currents run, it's kind of moving farther towards the north, which is more into Oklahoma. So and it's not much, but it's some. And then a few years later, it'll start coming back towards the Texas side. That's just the way it flows, you know, back and forth. And the government just wants to come in and say, because Texas and Oklahoma can't say, for some reason can't say, you see this stick? Here's the stick. Bop. This is everything from here is our side. Everything there's your side. I don't give a damn where the water runs, you know. But we can't seem to straighten it out between ourselves. So the government just wants to come in and take a little bit of everybody's stuff.
Any excuse.
You're 100% right. You know, any reason for them to grab some land. And realistically, the amount of land that they're talking about is not that. The federal government wants to come in and take more than what we're actually bickering about.
So, oh, yeah. Well, they'll want a buffer zone on each side of it.
Sure. And they're going to own it. Unfortunately, it's taken a lot of some of these ranchers' property that they've had and paid taxes for years and years and years and years. So, I mean, it's their land. They paid the taxes on it. They've done nothing wrong. You know, leave these guys alone.
Well, that was pretty much Clyde and Bundy's argument.
Well, it's kind of
put up. It's supposed state issue, though.
Well, yeah, it's a state issue, I think. But you know, they're saying no. This was actually land that they owned long before that. It wasn't even the state. But I'm not, you know, I'm not real sure on that deal. I don't know.
Is that the fees should be going to the state and that the BLM keeps coming in and changing the rules at whim. And that he always had the grazing rights and all of that stuff, so.
Yeah. Well, has Donnie gotten back in here or what?
He's trying.
Bill ain't got in here? Oh, poor man.
He's trying.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now he's just caught. He didn't get it.
Okay, I'm going to have to mute myself here. Or are you going to sit here and hear a baby whine? So.
Oh, I heard a baby crying.
Oh, yeah. So, are you in the chat room, Cindy?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room and on my cell phone, so.
Oh, you're not, you still can't get in through Skype?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well.
That's why he's not on here yet.
Oh. Okay, well. Now, what me and him are, well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done with the call?
What?
I was asking my wife. As you tell, I've got the grandchild again. It's race weekend.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, they got a night race tonight, too.
Huh?
Oh, you're not talking about NASCAR.
No. Well, yeah, there's a track down here that is actually sponsored by NASCAR.
Okay.
But so, they go to those, it's every other weekend, so that's where they're at.
Okay.
And since you're hearing my water run, I'm fixing to go crazy with this woman.
You're all right. If you need to mute yourself, I'm still here. I can still talk.
Okay.
Did anybody hear about the Newsweek report that Israel is spying on the United States?
I haven't heard about it, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it says that Israel has got an aggressive and widespread espionage activity in the United States. And the American government officials have said they've crossed red lines.
Well,
now, the report anonymously quotes senior intelligence officials and congressional staffers who have been privy to information on Israel's spying activities. And the staffers called the extent of Israel espionage sobering and shocking and far exceeding similar activities by any other close U.S. ally.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, my God, you know they have the Congress lock and step. Every time you have one of those resolutions that Israel pissed off at some other country and they want them sanctioned or something, they almost unanimously vote lock and step for. I mean, there was only one or two or three Congress people that ever bucked the trend of that, and that was Cynthia McKinney and Ron Paul, and I think Dennis Kucinich. But, that's been going on for years, so, no, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, because there was Jonathan Pollard. He's in prison serving a life sentence for spying for Israel, and he was captured in 1985. He was a U.S.-born Navy intelligence analyst.
And he was jailed for that?
Yeah, he was jailed for espionage. Because he was spying for Israel, not on Israel.
Well.
But the first thing I thought of when I read this thing, I just laughed. Because, you know, half the world's pissed off at us because of what we're spying on them for, you know. And who we're tapping into and who we're checking out, you know. Pretty much take a look in the mirror. But this came out, this report came out, it was not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday before. I got this out of the Times of Israel, and they posted it on May 6th. Okay, yeah, that would have been this last Tuesday. Now, their ex-security chief, the former head of military intelligence, Major General Amos Yadlin, came out on Saturday and said that said that I can say for certainty, I can say with certainty, Israel does not spy on the United States. And military chiefs from the past 29 years will tell you the same thing. And he said, right now he's the head of an INSS think tank in Tel Aviv. And he said, mm-hmm. given the history between Israel and the U.S., every prime minister since the Jonathan Pollard incident has very clearly instructed his intelligence establishment, Israel does not spy on the U.S. He's saying the reports are malicious hearsay, and they are based on questionable sources. And he's calling for the U.S. intelligence officials to either come out and say that there is no basis to these reports or present the evidence.
Well, it's like a pro-mental illness. Anytime you say anything, and especially in front of the Congress, against anything that Israel has done wrong, they immediately jump to their defense and accuse you of being an anti-Semite. If you accuse them of that, so no, it doesn't surprise me that that's been going on for years, because they absolutely have them in their pocket, a pack, you know. It's just, you know, it doesn't
The news, the follow-up article in Newsweek detailed an alleged incident involving a former vice president, an unexpected hotel room visitor, and a private moment in the loo. And it's alleging that that Israel's aggressive spying activities are routinely covered up because of Jerusalem's powerful connection to Congress. And pretty much what this guy is saying, either show us the proof or tell us, you know, tell the world that it's not happening. He says it's, he's saying he's getting the impression that someone was trying to harm the excellent intelligence cooperation between Israel and the United States.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my whole thought is, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We have no room to, you know, get all kicked off because somebody's spying on us when we're in everybody's back pocket checking out what you're doing. I'm not even just talking, you know, seeing what the government's doing. They're checking out private citizens everywhere. So
the watchers are watching the watchers.
Yeah, so whether it's true or not, you know, everybody just needs to chill out about it. Because, I mean, if it's true that they're spying on us, we have no room to talk. Because, I mean, things are still real, real testy with Germany, for crying out loud. They wouldn't even turn over... Merkel asked for her file. She wanted to see what they had in their her NSA file, and they wouldn't turn it over.
We've been snooping on those folks forever anyway.
Yeah, and if it's, you know, if they're not really spying on us, then you know, somebody's out there throwing out a red herring trying to get something else fired up again.
Well,
now, I didn't know this, but I guess that they were looking at easing visa refusals to young Israelis that are entering America as tourists. And they're supposed to make it easier for Israelis to come here and go back home, you know, without having to do a whole lot of security-related things. But that hasn't gone through yet. That kind of seemed a little weird.
I hadn't heard about that.
Now, I did see, let's see if I can find that article. I did see they're calling on easing, and it's the Republicans that are calling for it, on easing some of, let me bring it up, easing some of the restrictions on illegals at Passover. So to ease down, like, the deportation and things like that, they're not going to necessarily, you know, you get a slap on the wrist, like catch and release kind of thing, I think. I can find that stupid article because I didn't print that one out.
This whole thing is a joke anyway. They haven't been enforcing immigration laws for many years. I mean, you know.
Oh, I know.
The so-called opposition party to claim that they are, you know, playing the opposition. What a joke.
I mean, here in the past few years, they haven't enforced anything.
Okay, yeah, they're looking to loosen penalties on illegal immigrants.
What, the amount of their fine?
I'm looking down to see what the...
I mean, from what, if I remember, and I know what... I think it was in the Washington Times, is what I seen.
Okay. It's pretty much the penalty period that bars illegal immigrants from reapplying to enter the U.S. after being deported. Right now, it lasts between 3 and 10 years. Depending on how long they were in the country, and then they agreed that those bars can go away right now. So they can go back home and come back and apply for visas. But the Republicans are saying that the only reason they'll agree to this is if President Obama agrees to increase visas for foreigners who work in the high tech field.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I wonder what that was.
I think if you get caught illegally coming over here, I think you should have a penalty before you can reapply to come back in. I mean, if you would have done this right to begin with, it's not hard to get a work visa in the United States. I mean, down here, there's a lot of Hispanics down here. And a lot of them, that's how they get here to begin with, is a work visa. Now, when you're talking about high tech and whatever, you know, that part I don't know. If the ones that I do know, believe me, they're not, you know, they're not
love
high tech jobs that they got. So, you know, apparently it's a different visa.
That's on.
But I don't know why this thing keeps popping up. A friend of mine got married. And had his wife before they got married. It didn't take her no time to get a work visa to come in here. She got it pretty quick.
Yeah, speaking of that, that's
not
the rule. That rule is still in effect if you marry a citizen and you've been married for a certain period of time, then you become a citizen yourself, don't you?
No, I'm assuming not, because
now this is just from what I understand from his case. Okay. They applied for the visa before they got married. Now, when they got married, he went to Mexico to get and got married. But they already had her work visa. And when I say a short period of time, I don't even think it took 3 months for her to get a work visa. But because that's how she came over to begin with, was on the work visa. Now, it cost him, you know, a good amount of money. And I don't remember exactly the amount, but, I mean, it was a good amount of money. It wasn't like it was $20 or something. But, like I said, she's not a citizen yet, but she's got a work visa. She's here legally, and she works, pays taxes, does everything that everybody else does. So, and like I said, I think it took 3 months, which realistically ain't that long, I don't think. Because they ran a background check and all that stuff on her and all that before they let her in.
Wow.
And I got to get her. She came over here, and the first thing she did is she went and took classes on how to speak English. So I give my kudos to her. That's more than I can say from the most of them. There's some that have been involved for 10, 20 years, and they still can't speak English and have no desire to. They don't have to.
Well, I was just kind of wondering if it's a situation that I feel like I'm looking at. But almost for certain, almost for certain, was not a citizen. Because I think this person should have become a citizen if they were married. If they were married, if they were married, before he passed, but he must have had a master.
Like I said, I can only buy what, you know, what he's told me. And like I said, they're still working on getting her citizenship. But, you know, I'm not sure how that stuff all works, to be honest, you know, honest with you, because, you know, I've known where, you know, somebody that's worked overseas somewhere and then's gotten married, but I don't know how they get them over here legally. I don't know if it's through a work visa or if it's because they're married and been married for so long, and when they come over here, that I don't know. That's something, a totally different issue than what I, you know, that I know of. I don't know how that works. Because this wasn't back, you know, in when we were in Vietnam and everything, you had soldiers come back that was married to people. And they brought them back across, but I just don't know how it worked.
Well, I know if they had kids that were born to American soldiers, that the kids were automatically considered. But the whole thing is
the whole
thing anyway. Yeah.
You know, and that's like I said before, there is changes that need to be done. It shouldn't take, you know, like I've known this same guy when he came here. It took him years to get his citizenship, and it shouldn't take that long. And when I say years, I'm talking, you know, 5 or more years. And
no,
me,
it should take. No,
there's no reason for that. You know, there's no reason why that should take that long. And I know the system, I mean, the way this is, I mean, let's be honest, it's going through the government. And everything the government touches or runs sucks. So, you know, I think there should be some type of reform, but I don't think as far as the penalties or stuff like that, no. Those should stay. That'd be no different. You know, you broke the law. That's the bottom line. Just like everybody else that breaks the law, no matter what the punishment is. If it's paying fines and whatever, then be deported back until you apply for a work visa, then that's the way it should be. Now, I know me and Donnie kind of disagree on when it comes to the kids thing, but, you know, I'm sorry. If you were born in the United States, you're a United States citizen. I'm so, you know, that's my thought
yep.
on that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's the law. Yeah,
well, yeah, right, because I don't really care if your parents, if a illegal comes over here and has a child in the United States, that child is a United States citizen. I understand the parents ain't. Ship the parents back. Now, you know, I heard the argument on this stuff. Well, you know, it's their parents. You can't separate the parents from the children. Well, not really. Because even though the child's still a United States citizen, if he goes back, and I'm just going to say Mexico because that's close, you know, go to Mexico. And if it takes you, you know, 3 months to get a work visa to come back over here, you're not away from your parents, and it's only 3 months. Now, you can either take the child with you or leave it with relatives. Because believe me, they got relatives that are here.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you can, I mean, realistically, you can get a visitor's visa. You know?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Just
you can.
To come visit. And you can get those for 6 months or whatever it is. I mean, the system's in place for stuff to work. It's just some of these people just choose not to even go through the system. You know, don't even attempt it. They don't want to spend the money to do it. They don't want to spend the time to do it. It's just easier just to come across and hide and hope for amnesty. I don't agree with the amnesty. Nobody should just automatically amnesty bullshit. Because somebody from Italy or anywhere else, they couldn't have done that. You know?
They have the kind of lax immigration laws like we do.
There's nobody.
I mean, you can't go up to Canada and squat up there like that. You know, you
no,
have to prove that you can support yourself, or you have to have some money in the bank.
And well, even Mexico. If I wanted to go to Mexico, and I don't have the same rights as the Mexican people that are citizens of Mexico, I have to go through their procedures also. And there's a lot of people here, especially down this end, you know, down in this area, that once they get old enough to retire, they'll move to Mexico. Well, it ain't as much as it used to be because of the drug cartel, but, you know, the problems they're having now. But used to, a lot of people would come here, you know, that lived here, work, retire, and it was cheaper to live in Mexico, so they would go to Mexico.
Oh yeah, you know, they're cheap living in Mexico. The problem is that you know, it's become a hellhole now.
Well, there's certain parts. Well, I agree with you 100%. It's the United States that are hellholes too. But there, you know, there's places that I mean, Jesse Ventura lives there. I'm sure he ain't living in a hellhole. You know what
well,
I mean?
You know. I was, you know, that guy that has the relocation guy, Joe Skousen. I was watching one of the videos or something like that, and he was talking about that area, that Baja that he was living in, but it was surrounded pretty much like the drug cartel, and you know, pretty much the collapse is coming. That is not an area that you want to believe in. I think, you know, Jesse Ventura tends to be, you know, I don't want to say trusting, but a little bit naive or something. And, you know, I've heard stuff about that Baja area. So it's, you know, Mexico is not what it wants to be. But the point is that, you know, you can't go in anybody else's country and sit up and squat the way that illegals get away with that stuff here. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And I will agree that maybe the wait time to become a citizenship should be streamlined and it should not be as long. But, you know, I do think you have to prove your worthiness and that you have to prove that you're going to be a functioning member of the society and not just sit up and squat and take welfare benefits and, you know, just come up and have anchor babies so you can stay. I don't think that that should happen.
Well, you know, no, I don't think that should happen either. And to be honest with you, the majority of the Hispanics, because like I said, I live somewhere where there's quite a bit of Hispanics. The majority of them, they're not lazy. They don't come over here. They don't, you know, sit and stand and wait for a government handout. You know, these people come over here, they look for a job, they get a job, and they work their butts off. You know, I've got two of them just around me that, you know, you see these guys, when I get up to go to work, you see them, they're up, they're going to work, they get home. I've seen them come home at 10 o'clock at night, you know, bringing in their little bit, you know, equipment for the jobs that they did. You know, they work till 10 o'clock at night. I'm not going to blanket all of them and say that they're here, you know, trying to get a free ride.
I'm not talking about just Hispanics in itself, but I will tell you, yeah, you have a segment that works hard, but then in a circle, they work to scam the system. And you have people that are teaching them to do that. You know, and then you have some that are married and that the wife is collecting all these welfare checks and that the guys are going out there working, but not just the Hispanics. It just seems like there's just been this whole flood of people that are coming over here, Ukraine, Philippines, all these people that have now just learned to come over and just learned to really scam the system. And it's not like what their ancestors would come over here and want to be hard working, but I've noticed this lately. I started really noticing this when I was doing income taxes, you know, when people were trying to get over and get the earned income credit and all of this, and when their kids weren't citizens or when they didn't have a Social Security card that permitted them to do anything except for work. You know, it just seems like that, you know, you've got now, they've learned how to scam the system and get over as much as they possibly can.
Well, sure, but the thing about that is, you've got people here that do the same goddamn thing.
Yeah, well, it's bad enough when it happens here, but, you know, when you're teaching other people to come in and do the same thing, I mean, you know, you really are talking about financial collapse and turning it into a hell hole, and the point is that they're coming over here supposedly to have a better life, but, you know, you're turning it now into the same kind of hell hole, socialist hell hole that you left or escaped from.
And I understand where you're coming from, but the reality of it is, and I can only speak as far as now I'm not talking about these other countries, because my main deal, like I said, majority of the people here are Hispanic. Okay. But even at that being said, and that's why I always do my examples from the Hispanics. Even over in Mexico, they don't have all these government programs for people, you know, to live off of. They're, you know, you can't go over there and be on food stamps for you know, your whole life and scam their system, because they don't have that type of system. you know, it's you work, and if you work for $5 a day, then, you know, you live off the $5 a day. There is no government handouts over there. That's why when over here, when you start saying, okay, we're not going to give the benefit, which we know is all a lie anyways, because they sit there and tell you now, oh, well, if you're not a United States citizen, then you don't get food stamps. You don't get that. We know that's a bald-faced lie. I know it for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all they do is steal IDs.
But everybody out there knows, because people's been getting caught, and it's been in everybody's news, I'm assuming, that somewhere in the city or whatever city you live in, somebody's gotten caught being illegal, collecting welfare, collecting food stamps, collecting all this other type of bullshit. Okay? But the deal of it over there, they don't have all that. So the reality of it is you need to get out there and earn a living and make money to feed your family. Now, in these border towns, especially in these border towns or small towns in Mexico, you could work till your skin falls off your bones. They only pay low wages. And no matter how much they work, they still get a set pay. And it might be, in, like I said, in some of these small towns, they only might work for $10 a day. And you can't raise a family on $10 a day. You know, that country over there is so goddamn corrupted, it ain't even funny.
Yeah, well, it's all part of a big plan, you know, all these trade agreements and destroying the economies and, you know, unfair trade agreements and doing that kind of stuff. So that's why you have these kind of situations.
But, yeah, the TPP is supposed to, his meeting Monday or Tuesday is reconvening in Vietnam. After things didn't go well in Japan.
No.
Okay, I just killed that whole conversation. Sorry.
That's a joke, too. You know?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to end up getting through somehow or another, and it's going to be ugly. No matter which way you look at it. And even the internet spying stuff that, you know, with the courts coming down and on the net neutrality thing,
mm-hmm.
they're going to give corporations more broader access to the internet than they would your regular person that just pays his monthly cable bill.
Right. Well,
whoever pays more gets more.
Sure. That's the American way. You know?
Yeah. And we're one of the slowest, I mean, for the internet having been started here, we've got the slowest speeds. And that's gotta be just embarrassing.
I think we as the customers probably have it. I think the ones who are the real insiders on there, they probably don't have it.
Yeah. And like you said, it's what they pay.
You know, the communications, well, that's just like cell phone service. You know, they probably, you know, the ones who are the real insiders, they don't probably have the kind of the problems, you know, drop, you know, calls and, you know, no, what do they call that, no calling zones or, you know, out of range and stuff like that. Because, you know, keep in mind, they're always ahead of the technology curve. You know, with the internet was created in the 60s. And, university and governmental use. So, you know, they were constantly improving on that. So, you know, they were 25 years ahead of the curve before, you know, the general public started using the
Now, we're talking about the internet. A few years back, the White House had floated the idea of a secure online ID that would kind of replace having to have a password for each individual site. You would have just your regular online ID, and so anytime you go to a site, you use the same thing. They would know you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does anybody not see a huge plus? Plus, it's going to be the it's going to be federally verified.
And so that, you know what? It was something about that. You know,
yes.
I'm afraid if you go into some system like that, that eventually somebody like, say, the FCC or whatever, is going to end up regulating the internet or controlling it. And that's just going to make it easier for them to get into your crap because you already got your password.
Okay, am I
echoing?
There's
echoing then. Okay, what did you say, Cinnamon?
What did you say, Cinnamon dear?
Oh,
can you hear me? I'm
finally.
Oh, you ain't lying, man. You were pissing me off. I was on the queue waiting for you to pick up the damn phone. I'm trying to turn my phone off, and it will not. There we go. I was been in the queue for about 40 minutes, and nobody wanted to talk to me. That's okay, Bob.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, critic. Yeah, I know how you feel, bro. All right. I'm back. Okay. We're all set. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, as long as everybody is fine. Cinnamon, you can come in. You're all set up, too. I had a hell of a time, but I made it. Without Cinnamon, by the way. I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation, so go ahead and I'll...
Oh, but like I was saying, you know, I think they go with this password thing. Eventually, it's going to happen.
Don't know what you said, Bob. You're breaking up with me. I don't know if anybody else can hear it.
Well, I can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, got an echo, huh? Well, let me do some stuff here. All right, how about now?
I hear you.
All right. Oh, well, I'm fine. I had a trouble hearing what you were saying. I better get off because I'm getting about every other word you're saying, Bob. I don't even know. You're something about passwords and the internet and I don't know exactly what you're saying. Are you talking about net neutrality?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I got a tape but I'm afraid to even touch it. That he was against it before he was for it. No, he was for it before he was against it, excuse me. Yeah, now he wants it, and they got to get control of the internet. That's the last freedom we've got for this internet.
Well, that's all part of that cheap internet. They want to kill an old one. They want to try to trace everything to you.
That's true. It's, I don't know. You got to mess up everything, and they can't, you know, politicians don't like, of course they say they don't want it, but of course they want it, because we can follow anything they do anywhere in the world and what's going on. And they don't like that. Go ahead, Bob.
What?
Well,
I'm done.
Okay. I didn't know if you were done or not. You brought it up. Oh, Cinnamon, where are you at? That's a good question. I don't know where she's at either. I'll go find you guys to do your thing. I'll be right back.
Found this common point. And they got a letter for your boys up in the morning. So
all I can pick out is something you said about Obama.
Do I?
Okay, what is it?
No, I keep hearing it. So in all I heard something about Obama.
Must be you, Bobby.
Okay, what do I got to turn?
I don't know what you... I don't have the picture of your situation up, so I don't know what to turn. Just make sure the reverb or your special effects or whatever you got on that thing is off or on neutral. Well, I was working so fine on Wednesday night when we were just doing a test. Are you talking right into the mic?
Yeah, I'm talking right into it. But I can actually hear myself.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. You're breaking up real bad. To me, I don't know if it is with Cinnamon or Critic, but I can't.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I don't want to go ahead. I'm trying to find your... Hey, by the way, we were talking the other day, and we're going to get together and probably get off of BTR and just... Because it's 24-bit stream, and we can go to... We can buy 96, was it, Bob? 96? 64 or 96? For a hell of a lot cheaper than what we're paying Block Talk. A heck of a lot cheaper. And we can go through Shoutcast and that other, what is that other thing? Winamp? Yeah, Winamp, and then...
There's a couple other platforms.
Platforms, but there'll be 5 streaming. You can have 5 shows going. Whenever critics feel like doing a show, he can do a show there, too, if he wants to. He can do it now, but if he wants to do a show at any point, he can do it there, and we're going to put it on a .com website. And go from there. Because 24-bit is one step above the lowest you can get. And that's what's the problem with telephone calls, and if you play, the quality is just sucks.
Well, yeah, it's changed.
What do you mean it's changed?
I mean the quality of it has changed in the last 2 years for some reason. It's gotten worse.
I think they're bigger. Blog Talk's bigger, for sure. And they're using the same old whatever they use, and it's 24-bit. And 24-bit, if you buy it off of this one website, streaming audio or video, but audio is what we want. It's 24-bit is $6.95. That's what it would cost you. That's what BTR has. Now you keep going up. 64 was $16 and something cents, and I think 96 was $24. You can go all the way up to 128 too. Yeah. That's if you play music. You got to have 128. It'll make it sound better.
The other problem we're having is people can't find the show.
Yeah, as soon as they change, I can't find anything. I really can't. And I've looked and
cool how they navigate right now.
It keeps showing the same thing. You know, I went looking for the show one time, and I was just scrolling through instead of, you know, I have to end up Googling the name, the host name, not the show name, because I Googled the show name, not Google it, but I put it in the search bar on BTR, and the show name doesn't even bring anything up.
No.
It doesn't, and you would think that would bring that up right away. I have to look for the host name.
Like American
then,
Radio, the Brian.
And then it takes me to that page where I can click where there will be a link that says "On Live Now." It's getting frustrating and not very good.
It's wearing me down.
Anyway, let's go past our little complaints.
I'm just saying we'll probably have both for a month if we decide to go the other way. And see, make sure we know how to work it. I've got a tape exactly how to do it, and it looks pretty damn easy.
We would have to do it more than a month if you're going to cancel the UAW show through the summer.
Well, hell yeah. I think we need to cancel that because it's summertime.
Yeah, but when they come back in September, they're going to be going back to the one.
Yeah,
we
got a lot of podcast off UAW, so we'll have to, once we decide to do it, start telling people on the UAW show, because we're going to have a .com. This is where you can get the UAW show, and if they're too lazy to do that, well, that's not my fault.
Well, you know,
you have
to do that.
What's that, Bob?
So you can
open. Oh yeah, that's true. He said you can just, you know, when we move it over, they can just post it on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh yes. Would it be a lot easier with a .com than a Yola site .com something, whatever it is? Go ahead, Sunny. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go.
No, I'm done.
Talking about people.
I'm done. I'm done.
I didn't catch that, Bob. You were breaking up.
I'm ready.
What?
You're ready?
You're ready?
I'm ready to move.
Oh, he's ready to move.
Oh, you're ready to roll, huh?
Ready to rock me.
Nah.
As soon as I get it all figured out, right?
That's what I'm saying.
What was that? As soon as Cinnamon figures it out, we'll go, huh?
That's right.
I
don't know how that works.
I can't hear you.
Smell.
Okay, I missed the last part of that, critic, because you got mail popped up.
I'm sorry. Sorry. What? Somebody say.
Okay. Make sure we're still on.
We are still on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not. All Bob's right. not on.
I heard him. He's there.
He's not in the switchboard.
He's there.
Well, how's he there?
I keep hearing him.
Bob, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, how in the hell are you here and you're not in the switchboard?
You're both probably just there in the host.
Me and Critic are on.
I'm paid to go. Your blog talk.
Agreed.
I didn't have no problems.
I don't know what
he wasn't having any problems before you got signed on. Now he's starting to have problems, which is true.
Well, he was in the switchboard. He's not on the switchboard anymore.
Okay, what we were talking about was sound quality and
yeah.
people being garbled. And now that it's signed in, it's getting garbled.
I got you.
Okay, scientists have built an off switch for the brain. Now, in 2005, a Stanford scientist discovered how to switch individual brain cells on and off by using a light technique he dubbed optogenics. Oh, optogenetics. Now, it wasn't doing that great. But they've now re-engineered it. And it works so much better, and they can turn off.
Hey Bob, you're getting it. Bob, you're getting it.
Oh, you're echoing now.
Bob.
Yes. Yes.
You're echoing. Now it stopped. Remember that noise we were getting? Bump, 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 bump. You've got it again.
How about now?
Now it's good.
Can you hear me?
I can even hear you.
Am I likely?
No.
Hello.
Okay, so tell us about our brain. I've seen that on a website, but I didn't read it. Go ahead.
Now it's gonna, according to. According to a professor of bioengineering and a psychiatric and behavioral science professor, he says it creates a powerful tool that allows neuroscientists to apply a break in any specific circuit with millisecond precision beyond the power of any existing technology. Now, what this is, and it's a light sensitivity. They change the light sensitivity in amino acids so they can go ahead and do this. They're developing it for treatments for patients with some brain diseases, and it could allow problematic parts of the brain to be switched off with light and tackled with minimal intrusion. These features could be much more useful for behavioral studies in animals, but could also become an effective treatment alternative for neurological conditions where drugs do not work, such as some cases of severe epilepsy and other hyper-excitability disorders. Now, this sounds all well and good and great, and actually it sounds, you know, pretty amazing feat in medicine, but we have to remember that our healthcare system is now under the control of the federal government, and that just scares the crap out of me what the federal government would do.
Oh, absolutely.
With an off switch.
We don't want them to tap our phones, but yet they can do that. And you know that they'll get it, too.
Yeah, I see like scary things in the future. You know, you start getting, scientists would use this to start curing, like, dementia and Alzheimer's.
Right.
And stuff like that, and working on brain tumors. And the government would start using it if you're the stand-up, speak-out guy to turn you into a calm zombie instead.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
That's
the first thing that I thought. So, anybody want to make a bet on how long it is before the government starts declaring even more people as psychotics and having to be on antipsychotic meds? And
yeah,
it'll be this because it's cheaper to do this than the pill, kind of thing.
Right, and you know that stuff's in the drinking water. You drink it every day if you drink city water.
I'm guessing about 7 to 8 years.
Yeah. I agree. Although some brains should be turned off.
Well, this isn't like shutting off the whole brain. It's shutting off certain pathways. Well, but if you can shut off certain pathways that, you know, help with epilepsy and stuff like that, you can shut off pathways for
being a dissident.
Well, I was going to say for logic, for, you know, thought processes and stuff like that.
I heard Bobby's immigration thing. I think something should be turned off on him sometimes, but other than that.
What do you mean?
There's no sense in doing that. I mean, you get what you get. Take the crap out of the food. Take all that junk that you can't get anywhere else in any country, but we get to eat it. There's a reason for that. Take all that crap out, and you see obesity go down. You see people live longer, healthier, but they won't do that. You get a stick of gum now. It's got aspartame in it. That's not good for you. It's bad for you, but they'll let it be. Go because it's cheaper. That's what they say, it's cheaper, but it's other reasons, I think. Anybody home?
I'm
my wisdom shook you up, I see. Shut up, Bob. I hear you back there. Go ahead. It's your ball. You got the ball in your corner.
Well, you would think that you would have a bunch of stuff to say since you weren't for the first hour and 20 minutes.
I've been freaking working my butt off trying to get on. That's
and
what
you've
I
got
been
nothing
doing
to say once you
I
got on?
I've got plenty of things to say, you punk. Punk Junior. There's that noise, Bobby. There you are.
That's Critic.
I guess we're going to have to do another test show, huh, Bob?
I don't know.
We'll figure this thing out. All right. We can't. This ain't working out too well. Well, the Washington Post said Obama lied on just about every level, and his claim is ridiculous.
Well, he claimed that the Republicans filibustered 500 initiatives that he tried to do.
Yeah.
Which, there was only 123 filibusters since 2007.
And actually, it was only 50. It was a total. And he's been saying this since, for the last 2 weeks, I know of. And he said it in front of the a college campus, and wherever he's trying to raise money out in California, he's saying that. Here's what's more disconcerting, their willingness to say no to everything. The fact that since 2007, they have filibustered about 500 pieces of legislation that would help the middle class. Just gives you a sense of how opposed they are to any progress. Has actually led to an increase in cynicism and discouragement among the people who are counting on us to fight for them, Obama said. When you get the Washington Post, which is the biggest liberal dab bag there is, paper-wise, and they're calling you a liar.
That's right. It was 50 filibusters since 2007.
Yeah.
It was 123 closure votes.
Closures.
Yeah, they were calling for end of debate and let's vote.
You know how many bills are being held up by Harry Reid that's on his desk and he will not put them through because it was a Republican idea? Jobs bills, there's job bills and job bills on his desk he will not put through because they're Republican. They tell you to come up with some ideas, come up with some quick goddang ideas, and you do. And nothing ever happens because Harry Reid won't allow it. So if they want to talk about somebody that's opposing everything, it's Harry Reid, the nut. Because he's blaming everything on the Koch brothers, from global warming to anything else you can think of. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I get pissed off. Harry Reid should be retired.
Yeah,
right. Damn.
Yeah,
Right. Exactly. And Harry Reid said the other day, because of the Koch brothers, people are against Common Core. I heard that from his big mouth. And he's embarrassing himself. He's using the House or the Senate floor to actually campaign, as far as I'm concerned, against Republicans. And that there's got to be something wrong with that. That's not what that floor is for, to get up here and
but
just go ahead.
I have to tell you, Republicans did the same thing.
Nobody should do it. I don't care what party you belong to, and you're probably right. I just, I never heard a Republican or any other liberal senator get up on that floor and continually, every time he gets on the floor, bring the Koch brothers up.
The only people that seem to be trying to get something done for the American people and not just for themselves or
right.
for their party are the libertarians.
Well, yeah. They're,
or
they're,
the, you know, the Tea Partiers.
Yeah, and the Republicans, you know, they're against the Tea Party because they're throwing a monkey wrench in their plans, too.
And, Amash, here in Michigan?
Oh, yeah, Amash, the...
Libertarian.
Representative, yeah.
Yeah. The Republican Party is not giving him any money for his reelection. Or his primary.
Well, it should tell you then, doesn't it?
The Michigan House Republicans say that he has not stood with the party. He has put a monkey wrench in all the things that they were trying to do.
Yeah, because everything they try to do is to placate Obama in his quest to ruin our country. And that's what Bonnier wants to do. And that's what Mitch McConnell wants to do, and the rest of them. This crap just didn't happen with Democrats.
No, they're all a bunch of clowns.
They're all one party.
Just
that's
a bunch of clowns.
That's right.
And, well, I mean, they Princeton said it.
What did Princeton say? I didn't see
We're
that.
We're an oligarchy. came out with Princeton and...
Oh, yeah. We're definitely not a republic. We haven't been for a long time, but now, that's what they said.
We're for the money. Money talks.
Money talks, and the little people have to shut up and let it go. That's it. And every time you see McCain,
yeah,
Boehner, and all the rest walking, you know that's bullshit on heels right there. God, they make me sick. In the VA hospital, they ought to freaking put all them damn administrators in prison. Every one of them.
They're calling for the head of the VA, the head guy.
I know. Obama wanted him. He got him.
They're calling for his resignation.
Okay. That's good. He needs to be put in prison. And this didn't start. The VA hospital scandal didn't come out till now. But this has been going on through every administration since Vietnam.
Since World War II.
Okay. Well, I can only go where I'm at. I'm at Vietnam.
Okay.
And you're right. It was World War II. They come home and they don't get care. They bust their ass, they do what these asshole politicians want, and they don't take care of them when they get home. And only reason...
Because they want the money for something else.
And only reason they didn't take care of Agent Orange, they waited till at least three-quarters of them were dead. And then they went, oh, yeah, maybe that did have something to do with it. Monsanto, that's
the true. The court actually, there's a court that ordered Monsanto to pay... Agent Orange victims.
And it wasn't enough. The victims are dead, most of them.
Their children are supposed to be able to get it because it's actually the Agent Orange diseases get passed on to the children.
Listen, the government should pay. They knew what they were doing. Go ahead. I'm sitting back.
The government didn't know what they were doing because they didn't want to freaking know. Hold on for a second. Let me get this out. This is what the biggest problem is a company will give Monsanto and the EPA example. The EPA wants to have test studies done. Is this stuff safe? Is this stuff, you know, and Monsanto does quick little studies that are like a 3-month study. And they pass them in, and the EPA says, okay, this is see nothing, say nothing, know nothing.
That's right. But I'm telling you, they knew what that was going to do to people. I don't believe the government.
I'm telling you, they probably didn't. They didn't want to know.
I think they did. That's my opinion.
Is all they ask is this going to hurt humans? And the company goes, no, it's going to be just fine. It's just plants.
It can kill anything that's living on the ground, but human, my ass.
Okay. I'm telling you.
Okay.
They're wrong on the way they took the word of the company that is doing this as this is okay. This isn't going to harm humans. Okay, then I'm fine. They don't search into it anymore. They don't have anybody else delve into it anymore. They don't have an independent study done. They just believe what the money tells them.
Okay.
That's how all of this crap gets
through. I believe money changes hands from a company like Monsanto into somebody's pocket, and they okay it, and everything. Go ahead, Chris.
I don't know if it's a good
the silicone,
Yeah.
I think that they're in. It's plausible deniability. If I didn't see the bad test, then I don't know. I only saw what was good, and so I approved it because of that. I think that that's the way they are.
Yeah, well, it could be, but if all the stuff we found out about our government now, it's hard for me to believe they didn't know about this back then. It's just, you got a crook for a president called Johnson. You got another crook that took his spot called Nixon. I just can't, it was all money with Johnson. It was all money for Nixon. So I don't know. Hey, Bob, what number did you call in on? What?
8-2-2.
There's no 622, so that wasn't. I can barely hear you.
Huh.
The number was 83.
Yeah, there's no 83 something.
Is there a number in the board?
No.
Well, then why do you keep asking?
Because I would like to, since we got a few minutes, I'd like to figure out what the problem is. Hey, Bob, can you call all into right. The guest number?
Okay, let me start over.
Yeah, see if you can call into the guest number and get in a queue. Maybe that is the problem. I don't know. But you've got, because it doesn't sound nothing like it did the other day. Okay, let's get back while Bob figures that out.
Okay, there are some guy's a geneticist.
Geneticist?
Yes.
All right.
And he used to be he's a longtime advocate against GMOs.
Okay.
And I'm trying to look for the other guy.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway, pretty much what he's saying is by slipping it into our food without our knowledge, without any indication that there are genetically modified organisms in our food, we are now unwittingly part of a massive experiment. The FDA has said that genetically modified organisms are not much different from regular food, so they'll be treated the same way. The problem is this. Geneticists follow the inheritance of genes. What biotechnology allows us to do is to take this organism and move it horizontally into a totally unrelated species. And Suzuki doesn't normally mate with a carrot and exchange genes. What biology allows us to do is to switch genes from one to the other without regard to biological constraints. It's very bad science. We assume that the principles governing the inheritance of genes vertically applies the same way when you move genes laterally or horizontally. There's absolutely no reason to make that conclusion.
Yeah, well, they want everything bigger.
Well,
yield.
What he's saying is people make hybrids.
Yeah.
And some hybrids fail. You know, you try to mate these two tomatoes and it doesn't work out. You end up with it just doesn't with no fruit. You mate it with two other tomatoes and it works. It's because the genes mix right. And so it's nature taking its course and saying, okay, no, these two cannot go together. But these two can go together.
So everything.
And so what we're doing now is we're taking something that cannot mate with whatever it is that they're splicing the gene with.
Yeah.
Like the frog would never mate with the orange. But we're splicing those genes together. they're doing. They're using frogs to help with the orange fungus. They're splicing some genes from a frog into it.
And
so,
they think this is okay?
They're superseding nature. Nature has a reason for not splicing certain genes together.
Yeah.
So he's stating there's a reason for nature not allowing those genes to be spliced together.
Oh, okay.
And we're not going to know what happens to it.
And now, where is he at?
He's from Canada.
Canada. Bobby, you're on. Barely, but you sound good. If I could hear you better.
How about now?
A little more.
How about now?
Yeah.
How about now?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, you're a little too loud. There you go.
Okay.
We'll try it that way.
And he's also pointing out that we have trans fats were introduced into the foods,
right,
and everybody thought it was all okay, you know, that partially hydrogenated stuff. But it took decades. Yeah.
Decades.
It took decades to realize that this stuff is actually harming us. Even though the flavor's better, it's harming us. It's not the same as a regular saturated fat. This stuff doesn't go away.
And that's what they're doing, is they know.
And that's,
damn it.
And that's what he's saying. And he's also pointing out that the extra antibiotics that are being fed to people are screwing with the stomach bacteria. And you've seen the increase in Crohn's disease and irritable bowel syndrome. I mean, did you ever hear about that before?
No. Autism is up. Everything is up in this country. And there's got to be a reason. And it's got to be what everybody does. Because there's so many getting these diseases. This autism is over the top. Why?
Now,
you got to ask why. And I got a feeling I know why. It's because of the freaking food we eat. The mothers eat it while they're pregnant, and the kids eat it, and all of a sudden they detect something.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is another statement that he said. That's not to say that research into altering genes in plants that we use for food should be banned completely, or that GM foods might not someday be part of the solution for our food needs. We live in an age when our technologies allow us to bypass many of the steps taken by nature over a millennia to create food crops to now produce super crops that are meant to keep up with ever-changing human-centered environments. These things, pretty much what he's saying is that they need to do long-term studies on these things.
Yeah.
And what Monsanto did on GM crops.
And they're doing it in the milk. Go ahead.
What they're doing on GM crops. And most of these new FDA things is, they only do a 3-month study.
And after everything that they've went through in the past, and they still do a 3-month study of something this important, tells you something, as far as I'm concerned. And the FDA just goes ahead along with the program.
Until enough people die.
And that's right.
And okay, well, we'll look into this.
Yeah, we'll look into it, all right. No. I understand.
Now he's got a video and a research page paper that he had produced with another scientist. If you go to collective-evolution.com, you'll find it there.
Okay.
And just Google his name.
All right.
And that's the problem with our day and age right now, is our technology and our knowledge is expanding so quick that nobody's stopping to test anything
and
check it out.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's wrong. And for them to fight so hard to keep a little sticker off their damn package that says GMO should tell everybody something.
Well, to know that you're not eating a GMO, the only way you can go is organic.
Right. Lunchables.
Oh, for the love of God.
Lunchables. Ah.
And the big farms, the factory farms, get subsidies.
Right.
But organic farms don't get subsidies, plus they have to pay on top. They have to pay a fee every year to be certified organic. They have to pay for that certification. How stupid is that?
I don't know. Everything amazes me. I don't know.
It's just dumb. And if anybody, if you think, we're barking up the wrong tree and stuff like that, that's fine. Eat anything you want to. But there are lawyers out there and law firms that are there just to sue drug companies. Because the FDA approves something, a whole bunch of people use it and die or get injured or get seriously sick,
like
debilitating
that.
Sick. And then once there's enough of them, there's a class action lawsuit.
That medicine I was taking for arthritis, it worked like a charm. This stuff was really good, and I can't even think the name of it.
And you now have a hole in your stomach.
Yeah, and I have a hole in the stomach, but some people died with a heart attack.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, look around. Just that. You cannot advertise, well, you can now, but there was a moratorium there for a while where you could not advertise alcohol besides beer and wine on television. And now they're starting again to do the advertisements for, Jack Daniels and stuff like that. But before, you couldn't do it. A prescription drug should not be advertised to the people. Doctors get that information. They know what your symptoms are. They know what you should do. You shouldn't be able to walk into a pharmacist and go, I mean, how many hypochondriacs out there walk into their doctor and every time they see a commercial say, hey, I think I need this drug?
Right. There's a lot. And that's why they put them on TV. That's right. And if you listen real hard and can pick up the fast talk at the end of one of those commercials, you'll hear all kinds of symptoms you might get, and you might only have heartburn, but Nexium does something to your bones and things like that. It could. I'm not saying it does. It could. So you're going heartburn, or do I want my bones to degenerate? So it's like that with all medicine.
Well, that's why
exactly. I like that. He's right. I got to get this in for a second, okay? Then we can go back. The Obama administration has issued a clear warning to the first state to drop the Common Core standards. Federal government issues warnings to Indiana. A warning to Indiana about opting out of Common Core. Indiana Governor Mike Pence signs legislation Monday, March 24th, at the Indiana Career Council meeting at Indiana State Library. Indiana is the first state to withdraw from Common Core reading and math standards that were adopted by most states around the country. The U.S. Department of Education said in a letter to Indiana Superintendent of Public Instruction, Glenda Ritz, that the state must prove its own standards are just as challenging or risk losing its waiver from the Bush-era No Child Left Behind law and have its federal funding in jeopardy. And that's what it's all about. It's all about the goddamn money. It's all about the frickin' money that the feds pay these states to put this crap in your schools. That's why. And congratulations, way to go, Indiana. At least you had balls enough to stand up to it.
Well, yeah, this whole situation, federal takeover of the schools, started with Bush, with No Child Left Behind.
Well, I think it started probably before Bush, but Bush is the one who put a name on it. You're right. He put a name on it. And look at what de Blasio in New York mayor's doing to the two. There's two schools. They're charter schools, but he's closing them down in the New York City school district. Their percentage of math is 3%. That's all. 3%. These two charter schools together combined it.
Efficiency,
3% in math. And these charter schools, they're 86%. 86. But he wants to close them. You know why? Can anybody guess?
Because they don't teach Common Core?
No. No, because of the union. The unions want these schools closed and put them back in the state-run schools. That's why. He made promises
they're non-union schools.
Yeah. You don't have to be union to be in a charter school. He promised the damn unions of these schools in New York that he was going to fight against these damn charter schools, and that's exactly what he's doing. These two schools are every kid, black, white, it doesn't matter what race. They had a little black gal. She's probably 9 or 10, because she's been going there for 5 years. She is smart as a whip, and she comes from a poor family, and her mother is scared to death. Of course, where she's going to go next year, because she can't afford a private school, so she's looking into a Catholic school because she doesn't want her child to go to New York City schools because they don't teach nothing. They don't. They apparently
they don't teach
anything. I'm not educated either. So this little girl was smarter than I was, I can tell you that. She was right in front of that camera telling it like it is. And her mother, even the guy from The Blaze that does a show on The Blaze, he even has a child in that school district, or charter school. And he is furious. And he's doing a four-part series on this. But you can see him campaigning how the schools, what he's going to do. He told these people what he was going to do. He's going to stand up for the frickin' school, the teachers union. The biggest union in America is the teachers union. So there you go. That's why they're closing the schools. That's right. The teachers union is corrupt, allegedly. Even Chicago Board of Education is fighting Common Core. They're trying to get rid of it. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Well, I have to tell you, when I was in school, you could tell the teachers that were, and they sucked. I mean, that were just going by the numbers and not really, you know, saying the same thing over and over again. If I just pound it with a hammer, it'll get into your head. And the other teachers that were actually trying to teach you.
That's right. You can tell a good teacher. And I'm not saying my teachers were bad, because they weren't. I wasn't. I think I had ADD back then. Now that I know what it is, but I'm not going to blame the teachers for me being a dumbass. I'm just not going to do it. But I'm sure there's
been the ones that have been for years and places and stuff that's been for the country.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I had one of the slaves that used to sit there and tell the kids that Mr. Mother had tried to have a parent and told them that she wanted to speak to a speech.
Jesus.
For the love of Pete.
It's just like a cop. We get bad ones, police officers, and we get bad teachers.
Okay. I don't have them in front of me because I don't have my computer, but I've got three good news stories.
Three? Oh, boy. We didn't want those, but go ahead.
No, we said every week we're going to start doing at least one good news story.
We're on a roll. But go ahead.
Okay. One of them, two of them are prom stories.
Okay.
One kid had cancer.
Oh, well, that's good.
And he
oh, well, that's not good. Yeah. I didn't mean it like that.
He was told by his doctors that he could only go to prom if he wore a face mask because he's going through chemo. He's very susceptible to catching other things, and he would end up dying because he's in a weakened state.
Yeah.
The majority of his class wore the face masks also.
Really?
They got a picture of 20 students standing there in all their prom glory, and they're all wearing medical face masks.
Oh, outstanding. That's nice. Yeah. That is a good story.
Another one, the kid was in the hospital, and I think this one is in Michigan, but I like I said, I don't have the computer in front of me. And he couldn't make it to prom,
mm-hmm.
and so his class put a prom on in the hospital. For him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned.
And then the third story is a police story. And I don't remember what state it was, but a kid called 911 and told the 911 operator he didn't want to live here anymore. Come and get him. So a police officer responded and sat down and talked to the kid and said, you know, hey, you've got a roof over your head. You know, it could be much worse, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And he talked him into it, took him back home, and walked him in the house, and he realized that the kid was sleeping in the living room on a blow-up bed.
Yeah, right.
So the officer went out and bought the kid a bed. The family couldn't afford it.
Right. I've seen that. That was an awesome story.
Yeah.
That's like an old-time police officer right there.
Yep. Yeah. And he's going to be the kid's mentor. He said, you can call me anytime. Got him a desk, got him a bed.
Right.
The air mattress that he was sleeping on had like a slow leak in it, and it by the time he woke up in the morning, he was just laying on the floor.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good story. And that's a police officer. That's a class act right there.
So there's still good out there. Not everybody's a...
No.
Jack
it's just the bad ones make the good ones look bad.
Yeah.
That's
you get
all.
One bad apple in the barrel and people throw out the barrel.
Now, how about Poco Harum?
See?
Poco Harum has kidnapped 300 girls.
30.
Says 300.
Oh, 300. I'm sorry.
300.
Yeah.
And the FBI and the CIA wanted this group to be put on the terrorist watch list. Guess who stopped them?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, right. You get a star.
She wanted to wait. She wanted to delay it. She didn't want to stop it. She delayed it.
She stopped it.
She delayed it. Is what the thing was. She wanted to get... Hold on. She wanted to get better relations with the government first before she declared a certain group in their country as a terrorist. is why she delayed it.
She went against the FBI and the CIA that knows a hell of a lot more than she does, and she stopped it. When
yes.
you delay it indefinitely, that's stopping something from
yes.
happening.
Yes.
I don't give a damn, and she's got to own up to that.
Yes.
300
well, in the words of Hillary Clinton, whether she stopped the delay,
what difference does it make?
That's a fact.
What does it matter now? Yeah, she, yeah, so, yeah, that's in the lap of Hillary Clinton. Plus, the government of Nigeria,
right.
we're warned that these guys were coming and what they planned on doing.
Sort of like 9/11?
Yeah, they were warned 2 weeks in advance. They did absolutely nothing. Then once the girls were kidnapped, and these guys claimed that, okay, we kidnapped these girls, we're going to sell them in the marketplace as wives, sell them
right.
to husbands.
And they do that in our United States too, by the way.
The government in Nigeria said we'll set up a committee to look into this. What do you mean you're going to set up a committee to look into kidnapped fucking girls?
Well, it's just like Hillary Clinton and the United States. We always got to set up a committee before we do anything. Bush was warned. Condoleezza Rice had a memo on her desk from the CIA and the FBI stating what was going to happen. Didn't know when it was going to happen, but stated this is what they're planning. And nothing happened. It's the same damn thing. It doesn't matter what country, third world country or this country. We got to get a committee. We got to have somebody on a committee to do this. And then when you see the results, that's all I'm going to say. You see the results. When she should have had these people put on a terror list 3 years ago, and she didn't. And they had proof they were a terrorist group. Whether you are wanting relationships with that country or not. If you have terrorists in your country, remember that? We're gonna do something. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there's 300 little girls out somewhere, and they're killing people going through the jungle.
And, well, the Nigerian government denied or turned down help looking for the girls when it first happened,
mm-hmm.
before it even hit the news. They turned down help for 3 weeks.
Well, we didn't help them.
We offered to help.
Well, we're thinking about sending the SEALs in right now.
Well, they're sending FBI over.
Well, they're talking about the SEALs, too. I didn't know the FBI was going.
But we won't send a drone.
No.
The drone spies on everything.
Oh,
but
the leader of the whole world is saying no to that, and that is... What is that, New York, that big building?
The UN?
The UN. There. Thank you. My mind went, bye-bye. Right, Bob?
Yep.
You sound good, Mike. Talk. Jump in.
You're doing just fine. Go ahead.
No, I don't want... Come on.
No, he did good today.
He did damn good.
For you.
Yeah, he did. He really... Well, it's his show, too. So you don't have
going.
To take over for me. You can do whatever.
It was overworked. It was an hour and a half.
Well, I'm surprised they still let us stay on, because before they just kick us right off. Didn't they do that last week?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Did you hear about that cop that shot
that dog?
No, 90-year-old lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard today he got fired.
Well, it's a little late for the 93-year-old lady.
Well, that happened down in Texas, right?
Yeah. She was 93. She got
driver's license?
They denied her license.
Thank God. Sorry.
Her,
some knobs.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Yeah, yeah. If you cannot overpower a 93-year-old.
That was the guy who got fired, right?
Yeah, he got today.
Right.
He got fired.
Okay. Well.
Did you guys hear about the guys? The guys down in Miami.
Bob was going to say.
I'm
something.
Sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
I thought you were going to say something. I'm sorry. But if she had, okay, go ahead, Cinnamon.
It was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, where a guy robbed a drugstore. A police confronted him, like in a mobile home park, and he shot the police officer. He'd been on the run, and you know the call went out. Officer, you know. Killed. We're looking for this certain person.
Officer down.
Yeah, well, and we're looking for this certain person. And the county went nuts. It wasn't just the city police. It was the county police and the state police all converged on this house. There was 23 officers. The guy, they finally found him at like 6 o'clock in the morning. They saw he had switched cars, and they got the new car. They found the police car. A police officer found the car. They were following him. 23 officers converged on this guy. He was running from them, so he crashed through somebody's fence, lost control, crashed through somebody's fence, was stuck between a tree and a telephone pole, smashed in there, and they opened fire on him. First time they opened fire, there was like 50 round shot. Everybody stopped. Now, he's in a place where it was in a suburb. There was townhouses all around. Yeah, he was in somebody's backyard. Then they were checking on him. They told the guy to raise his hands.
Right.
The guy was shot, and he was trying to, a witness said, that was in one of the townhouses, was looking down on the scene. The guy was trying to raise his hands. They open fired again. They ended up, like 350 rounds. Were fired.
Jesus. Oh, God. And they had him. They didn't have to kill him.
Yeah, the guy was trapped. Plus, he had an innocent bystander in the car with him. A guy that wasn't in on the robbery, on the shooting.
Hold on. Those cops didn't know that, probably. I would assume they didn't know that.
They went vigilante.
Well,
the guy
you
got to
assume the worst, but if the guy is...
The special tactical team was there. They couldn't get in because all the other cops had surrounded the scene and closed it off that tight.
Jesus.
They had to move, and two cops got shot by friendly fire.
Are you kidding me?
No.
These idiots can't even
fire. They didn't die. I mean, both of them got bullet wounds.
Bullet wounds from their own officers.
Two of them got bullet wounds. One guy got a graze and a bullet wound. And they still had to make cop cars and cops get out of the way to get in to take those two to the police, to the hospital.
Wow. Okay. Now, Are you done with that story?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, this is going to be for you because Bob got a surprise at work. Let's see.
But we begin with a possible rate increase on the way for Blue Cross Blue Shield customers. The state's largest health provider says this is due to the lower than expected number of younger enrollees in Obamacare. Angelica Alvarez is in the Raleigh Eyewitness News Center to explain. Angelica?
Teacher, that's right.
Well, I'll get to it in a moment. It refreshes. And that's what it does, and it refreshed. Anyway, Bob got a surprise from his Blue Cross Blue Shield in Texas. So we got to actually have somebody on this show that this has affected. But I'm going to play this tape, or if it's gone, it's gone. But here it is.
But we begin with a possible rate increase on the way for Blue Cross Blue Shield customers. The state's largest health provider says this is due to the lower than expected number of younger enrollees in Obamacare. Angelica Alvarez is in the Raleigh Eyewitness News Center to explain. Angelica?
Teacher, that's right. It's that lack of younger enrollees that's the trouble. They say the average customer older than 34 usually needs more in terms of health care than someone younger. And so that costs more and eventually costs you more.
You know, only fun to enjoy.
Amanda LaRoque and her husband own their own business and buy their own health insurance, which she says doubled since they signed on with the Affordable Care Act.
We pay $998.70 for two people.
She's not happy about this news of a premium increase with her provider, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, but says she's not surprised.
From the whole beginning when they introduced the Affordable Care Act, they said that if they didn't get enough young people, there was a good possibility it was going to go up.
The goal was to enroll 50% of people 34 years and younger. That didn't happen. Instead, they landed 32%. So the state's largest insurance provider is warning customers now about what premium prices could look like in 2015, but not everyone.
All right. Now, Bob, I don't know if it – I think it doubled. It was really – I couldn't believe how much a family of three, two adults, one child, he was paying the same as a guy he worked with, married with – I think three kids or four kids. And if Bob would speak, he would tell you the same thing. What?
Me, my child,
$1,200 a month.
Right. Somebody that has
That's just my wife.
Wife and
four kids. Yep. And he's paying the same as you, right?
Pays the same as me.
So you're paying a higher premium of for three people. As high as somebody was six.
No, two people.
You and... I don't understand.
You're not involved in it?
Okay, you got your own.
No.
I'm lost.
Okay. I am paying for my insurance.
Okay.
My employer pays for my insurance.
All right.
My employer pays his wife and my kids. We're not counting
ourselves. Oh, okay. Five dependents, and you have two, and you're paying the same as this guy with five. So that just tells me they're overcharging you to pay for some of his.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what it tells me. And
that's exactly what it is.
It is, and that's terrible. And but that's what you can expect from because of Obamacare, because the insurance companies are the ones that help write this crap, and they're getting richer than hell. If you're going to invest in Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Look at the rates. All over the country, this is happening. And that last tape was North Carolina. It's just wild what's going on. People are getting sticker shock, and they're not even close. And he keeps saying 8 million. It came out that I don't know the figure, but said that a lot of those were duo hits on the website. And his administration counted those as actual people, and it's not really even close to 8 million. So I don't know what the true number is. They didn't say, but they did say there was a lot of duplicates because they had so much trouble. Go ahead, Bob.
So there's duplicates, there's people that had eight.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a lot of those numbers.
Right.
None of those actually are paying at all.
Yeah.
Because some people are actually self-subsidized insurance. Some of them are actually people damn free. Not totally free, but damn near free.
A lot of people signed up when Obama said he's going to give insurance to people that do not have insurance. Well, some of those signed up and found out, well, hey, this isn't really free. This is going to cost, and it costs big time.
And they signed up and never paid for it.
Exactly. They signed up and never paid for it because they can't. Who in the hell can afford $1,200 a month?
I can't.
Hell no, I can't either. That's crazy. That's a freaking house payment for somebody.
Okay, here's the options I have. Don't get the health insurance, or pay the fine to Obama.
Another scam.
And to be honest, I can't afford $1,200. $1,222 a month. There's no goddamn way.
No, I don't know anybody can pay that. That it doesn't have. If you got six figures, I guess you could afford it. But you'd have to have six figures to even get close to affording something like that. That's crazy. It is.
Yeah, because we were just makes more money than I do. It's a hit on them. Don't get me wrong. I understand it.
Right.
It's not as big a hit as on down the plant. It don't make me that amount. You're asking somebody to damn well give up, a two-week paycheck to pay for fucking health care.
Yeah, and they say that to be able to afford to buy a home, you should be able to pay it with a week to a week and a half paycheck.
Your
health care goes to a 2 week paycheck. But that's just bullshit.
Yeah. And then to top it all off, the amount that it is. Go to a I've got to pay $500.
You got to pay $500 for what?
Emergency room.
Good Lord.
It's $500 to go to the emergency room. Your deductible is $1,700.
Costs more than that depending on what you have done.
What?
So it costs more than $500 depending on what they do.
No. The thing is, for me to even walk in there, I got to pay $500. That's not even how it works.
That's what happens in the emergency room.
If you've got insurance, that's a major number one thing it should cover is emergency room visits.
Right.
Other than that, they can start bringing up your deductible. You know, you have to meet a certain limit.
Right.
Right. It cost $50. If I went to the emergency room, I had to pay $50. It went from $50 to $500.
Nice increase. Good.
I'll tell you what, it's a scam. It's all about getting your money. It's another way, getting some of your money.
And that was compared to $500. So now it's $1,700. And you know what? The next plan you could pick was HMO. You know what the deductible on that sheet is?
No.
$3,000.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You sent me that page of the plans. I couldn't believe the prices on this thing. And it's the people that have insurance through their employer that covers everybody, like General Motors, Ford, Chrysler. It's these people that don't understand how bad Obamacare is because they don't want to know because it's not right now going to affect them. Not right now, but it is going to eventually. And hopefully by the time they have to take it, get it, if it gets shoved down their ass, throats, and you know it will. It will me before them, but that's another story. I hope they wake up and start raising some hell and understanding what other people are going through. This crap is not free. It's a scam. It's a freaking scam. Like I think car insurance is.
Michigan car insurance is more of a scam because of the no-fault laws.
Well, true. All right.
Well, you can't tell the typical Obama annoyed anything because they think they're getting something for nothing.
That's right. They think they're getting something for nothing, and they're not. Some of these people are getting... sticker shock when they get this stuff in the mail. I don't know that. This is free. I can't, because some of them are, you know, they're on assistance of some kind. They can't afford this stuff.
Well, if you're on assistance, you get subsidized.
Yeah, but you still got to do something. You got to pay a little money. And a little money to
Yeah, that definitely is true. Because I know how much my so-called deductible is supposed to be before Medicaid starts covering. Well, in my particular case, I go to Medicare in September, but still.
Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It is insane to expect somebody that really need just barely making it under a dollar, an extra dollar a week after they pay everything, and to pay for health insurance, and they got to pay something. To you and me, it might be, oh, that's really good. That's awesome. But to somebody, $25 might be a lot of money. And it is a lot of money to a lot of people. It used to be a lot of money to me. And then it stopped being a lot of money, and now I'm back to saying $25 is a lot of money. You start taking a chunk of your money away for something that you might never need. Well, you probably will, but in 10 years, say you don't use it for 10 years, and then you need it. Well, you paid all this money into something that you never used. It's just like car insurance for my dad. He never used it, never once.
Social Security.
But he kept paying those payments. And it kept going up and up and up and up and up. Never used it. Social Security. What about it?
Well, you're paying into it, and at some point you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, they say that's just a benefit. That's a what do they call it, Sin?
Entitlement.
Right. it no entitlement if I'm paying into it and my employer's paying into it. How in the hell is it an entitlement? People always say that, and they don't get called out on it. All the damn Republicans and Democrats, they all call it an entitlement benefit, and
Republicans call it entitlement. It isn't.
When I pay into the son of a bitch and my employer matches me, how in the hell can they say it's a entitlement? Give me all my money back that I paid into it, and I'll be fine. So will you, Bob.
Well, I guess I'm getting an entitlement then.
What? No, you paid into it.
No, you paid into it. You worked. You busted your ass. You did your thing. And you got ill. That's all. And that's what that's for.
See, that's what it's supposed to be. You paid into something.
Right, you paid into it.
You get it back.
You damn right.
That's how it was set up.
But then they got their little hands into it, and that was it. Right. They blew it.
You know, and then every year, everybody goes in, pays their taxes, do what they do. These tons of big stuff there, throw the shit like share money. And to return anything that they've stolen the money from forms, you know,
they're right.
The Texas police put it back. But they son of a bitches took it, get money back to follow the year, plus more of what they already
did. Well, that's what financed the Vietnam War.
But it ain't just that.
No, it's not just that.
Goddamn helicopter that you got to have buying for the president to fly around. Did you see the cost on that son of a bitch?
No, I didn't see the helicopter. I know his vacations cost us over $7 million last year.
His helicopter is $63 million.
$63
million?
Oh, $66 million for a helicopter.
I think you're saying billion.
Billion?
Billions.
Jesus, what the hell kind of helicopter is that? Jesus. God, wonder what kind of kickback somebody's getting back on that. I know the airplane is pretty decked out, and so is his helicopter. But this thing must be a fortress.
I'll be. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Oh, did I wake you up? I'm sorry.
See what you did? You got me all pissed off and woke up my wife.
Well, you
sorry,
sound
Peggy.
Good now. Hi, Peggy. Well, here's you look what you're looking
at. I don't
for.
Understand why everything has to be horse-traded. Everything has to be a deal. You mean to tell me we have come to the point in time in our economy with income inequality the way it is and the working poor in this country and the number of people on assistance that we don't have a single issue that can stand on its own merits? Like maybe paying hard-working Americans a livable wage? We have to do a deal on that?
And listen to what he said the next day.
Senate. So let's, you know, if that's how this town stuff gets done in this town, let's get immigration reform done. Let's get the minimum wage done.
Horse trading votes. I like it. Congressman Jared Polis.
Now, did you hear that, folks? That was just one day he was totally against his horse trading and all this crap, and the very next day he turned around. I like that horse trading for votes. I like that. What an idiot. The man is a freaking idiot. I don't know how many airplanes he owns, but he owns quite a few, I understand. So he plays this, I'm for the hard-working American people, and he's as raking it in as he's raking it in he's telling us anybody that has a decent job, what slobs we are. We should be giving it all away. Fast Eddie. What an idiot. Just saying.
Just cause,
yeah. Now,
It's more than one helicopter. Okay? This is the context. Each helicopter costs at least $400 million. The entire project is going to they're going to build 23 of these.
Wow.
23?
Well, that's what it says. That's an estimate. It costs between $2 billion to $17 billion.
Well, that's something. That's something.
I think it's going to be... $17 billion. That's the cost range between $10 and $17 billion for helicopter.
Wow. Well, that's a hell of a helicopter. And is it for the military or is it for whoever the president's going to be?
The one for the president.
Wow. You know, the more I read about Jay Leno, you know, when he left the Tonight Show and he was way ahead of anybody close to him at that time, time slot, they said it was because he was making jokes of Obama for the last past year. Well, he's showing up and he's protesting TPP and... Now I thought, oh bull, they just want a new host. But now I'm wondering if there isn't some truth to it. Because he was out there with a line of people protesting. So it might have been because of his stance. As a matter of fact, he was going to have Alex Jones on his show one time and higher ups canceled him.
Yep. It was all his political beliefs. That's why he got punished.
You don't take somebody off the air that's been number one for years out of that time slot. And I don't even like the guy that's doing it. I don't like that guy.
Well, I'll be flat out. I didn't like him either.
Well, I didn't like Jay Leno. I watched David Letterman, and of course, I haven't watched any of it in years, so. But when I did, it was David Letterman.
I mean, I didn't like Leno anyway. Never did. Okay, I didn't think he was funny. I'm good just me. But anyway, nevertheless.
Well, you can get away with it if you state-run media. Look at MSNBC. What their highest-rated show is, what, maybe 200,000 viewers?
Can you believe that?
Any other commercial entity, and they would be gone. So, yeah.
Oh, they'd be dead gone, man. I couldn't believe that. 200,000 was the highest. And isn't that, what do you call it, Richard Maddow?
I don't know who does, quite frankly.
I think it was Richard Maddow had the highest rated show.
He has the highest rating on there.
Yeah.
And Chris,
what was Chris Matthews? You know that, Bob?
Chris Matthews?
Yeah.
I don't know the number.
Yeah.
I know that all cable people do, out of all angles of any, he's most rated of anybody.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, that had to make him.
Didn't they cancel his weekend show?
Oh, that's right. He's got a weekend show, don't they? Yeah, they had him doing two shows a day, and they seen no improvement at time slots, so they canceled the late one. Yeah, he's terrible.
He did last on this news reporter guy.
Hell, they don't have news reporters, do they?
I'm just saying.
I didn't catch that, Bob.
I didn't catch any of it.
Never mind. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Bob. We'll fix that. I don't know how, but we'll fix it. Does your computer guru still live next door?
Yeah.
She might have to see if what's going on. It might be your computer. And did you read what is on your directions? Like, is your computer compatible with this mixer? With RAM and all that other stuff, hard drive? Do you have enough? Well, do you know how much, what is that called, son? You got to have...
It's not the RAM, it's the sound card.
Oh, a sound card, yeah. Could be the sound card.
I don't know.
Good girl.
Good I'm not girl. A computer guru.
Hey, what's that? It worked the other day, didn't it?
Yeah, that's all I know.
I think it's just because we're having trouble tonight.
I couldn't get on before Bob even got going. I had a calling. So
that's what I'm saying.
And we're having all kinds of problems. That's true. Former Obama chief of staff and current Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is running for re-election in the windy city. But if new polls are any indication, his popularity rating has fallen through the floor. A new poll published by the Chicago Sun-Times shows that only 29% of those Chicagoans polled would vote for Emanuel if the election were today. And only 1 in 5 say he's doing a better job than former Mayor Richard Daley. A mayor who decided not to run the last time because he feared losing due to poor ratings. So Chicago's had about enough of this guy for right now. And hopefully somebody will run against him and beat him and put his ass out the pasture. Because if not, he's going to run for Senate. He's going to run for anything he can get. He's going to try for the White House in about, I figured, 3 election cycles, 4. I really believe this idiot's going to try to run. And he's flying all over the world, it says, raising cash for his reelection campaign.
If you're a mayor of a local city, you should not be taking cash from out of the country. You should not be taking cash from out of the state.
Right, and he's billing the city for all the travel.
Nice.
Now, how is that for a city that's broke? That is crazy.
Can you say Kiwami?
Oh, yeah. Kilpatrick? Well, poor Kiwami. We won't be hearing from him for a long time. He cost his mother's election.
Rightly so.
Well, I don't know if it's rightly so.
She
didn't get caught with nothing.
No.
She didn't do anything.
No, but she was greenlighting everything he did.
What do you mean greenlighting?
She was one of his advisors.
Yeah, but I don't think she knew all this was going on. I don't know. I'm going to give her the benefit of doubt because the FBI was all over this. And
I'm not going to give her the benefit of doubt.
Brought her dad.
Detroit is in bankruptcy.
I know that.
And she went on a trip to the Caribbean for a conference.
Yeah, but that just charged all Americans, not just Detroit. Everybody paid for that. Anybody paid?
No, that was a...
She was in the House of Representatives. She was. under Pelosi because Pelosi came and campaigned for her.
Yes, I understand that. That was a state.
When they take trips, it's not their city or county they're from that pays for it. It's everybody in the United States.
Okay, it was everybody in Michigan. It was a Michigan trip. It was.
Okay. All right. I guess. If you say so.
Yeah, it was. It was a Michigan trip.
I don't know what that means.
It was Michigan representatives went on this conference trip.
And I get okay. I got you. Okay. No problem.
Dude.
Hey, by hook or crook, this man is will stop at nothing to win his election. Come on. You know that. Emanuel's not going to let this go by. Look how long Daley was in office. Yeah, I'm not talking about Richard Daley. I'm talking about his daddy. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's Chicago. It's Chicago politics. It's going to...
It is.
He's going to be there.
He's screwed
arrogance up. Arrogance and hubris.
What's that, critic?
Arrogance and hubris.
Right. Yep. They know how to stuff a ballot box. Well, they sure as hell do, anyway. Hey, what are you doing? Doing a hachi-kachi